Now, when it gets cold, of course, you got to worry about, you know, heating bills and all that kind of stuff. But let's face it, we humans occupy like, what, 0.02% of the biosphere, a tiny little place. Well, there are billions and billions of little mammals that are all around us that are not hibernating. And when it gets cold, that first weekend when it gets cold, they freak out. And they say, where can I go where I'm not freezing my little tiny buns off? Well, guess what? Your house is heated.
And they're saying, so they want to come and see you now.
They want to say, this box thing over here, this tree that's got a roof on it thing here, I can find. And they go to where it's warm. And guess what? Where your house is warm.
Yeah, we've experienced this. We had some little squirrels up in the attic.
Well, you and me both.
Okay.
So we have big oak trees that come very close to the roof of our house, and animals like to climb on them, and they can easily jump off. Now, you can screen, you can do anything you want, but these little rodents, little mammals, can squeeze down about the size of a nickel and squeeze through any little place you've got. So we have a vent that I know where these flying squirrels, you know, remember Rocket J Squirrel? Well, we had Rocket J Squirrel in our attic, and we have a Rocket J Squirrel in our attic pretty much every other, maybe third year, no matter what we do. So we do three things to prevent them from coming in. The first thing is we put in a device you can buy at your store, which is an ultrasonic thing that pulses very high frequency sounds, and that works sometimes. The second thing we do is we turn whatever light we have on the attic, we turn it on, okay? And that usually, they're nocturnal, most of these species that come in at night. The third thing we do is we just listen. We listen. Now, if the animal happens to find the heat in the standpipe that comes virtually up from your septic system, because that also radiates heat from your septic system, and crawls down there, typically it's something that's very slippery and they can't crawl out and they will die. And there ain't much you can do.
And then they start to stink him.
Yeah. And pretty much you just have to deal with it and know that there's not a lot of flesh there. It will go away over time. And pretty much it all just, you know, goes into the ether. But the other thing which we do is we listen and we deal with them. And the way we choose to deal with them. Now, here we're coming to the attic stairs. And you can see that the light is on in the attic. Now, I'm going to pull this down very gingerly because we found out that you can get an electronic rat trap powered by 4 D batteries.
Okay, no, you're not telling me that you've got a rat.
Well, I'm just going to see.
Oh, no.
No, we didn't. But we did actually get that you have to, if you deal with flying squirrels, they're just big enough that mouse traps won't actually work. You have to get a rat trap. Now, we try to keep them out, but the truth is, they can actually do significant damage. They chew and chew and chew. They can destroy your insulation. They can fill your attic up.
We literally had something went right through a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
You know.
So you've got to, if you can't dissuade them by sound, by light, sadly, you got to kill them. You got to kill them.
You got to bring in the big guns.
And I got to tell you, this $50 electronic, executioner song, electric chair for mammals, that thing works. There's a very large mouse, not a rat, not a flying squirrel. I found them there the other day, and you just put a little piece of peanut butter in there, and they walk in there, and they're done.
Oh no!
And the problem is, if you ever bait a rat trap,
no, never.
It
have.
Is absolutely terrifying because when that thing hits your finger, mm-hmm. I mean, you're bigger than a rat, but it hurts like a mother. Let me tell you, it is the stinging quality just goes through your entire body. And that once that's happened, you are terrified. You're shaking as you're putting the piece of cheese in there. It's going to snap and kill you. So this thing is actually pretty good. You basically just bait it, flick a switch and leave it somewhere. And that's going to be there all winter now. And if something gets in and doesn't mind the light and doesn't mind the fact that, you know, we have the ultrasonic thing is on when we hear them, we put the ultrasonic thing on and typically gets rid of them. But some animals are immune to that ultrasonic thing. So remember, your house isn't just a home for you. It's a home for anything that can get in it.
And are there problems with, we're talking about now, of course, you're now Duo Dickinson, the executioner. But are there any problems in the winter with other kind of vermin? You know, do the ants and stuff come in and find places,
no,
or do the termites?
It's really the mammals. Mm-hmm. It's really the mammals. The reptiles are pretty much below water. All the bugs have gone away, and it's tough. It's tough on the mammals. They don't have shaggy coats. A lot of them do not hibernate, and they've got to find some place where they can live and not freeze to death. And your house is really one of the best places they can find. And believe me, we don't have basements where we are because we're in a floodplain. So the attics are the places that they go to. But you should think about, where have I not been for a while? And after the first week or two when the heat's on, maybe go into that back room, just look around, see if you can smell anything, hear anything. Where you're not is where they're going to be. They don't want to be where you are. So you have to listen and smell and just make sure that there isn't an uninvited guest.
And they can make a big smelly mess problem also, right? Because they go to the bathroom up in your attic, and then if you get any water in there.
It's unbelievable. And they can even do things like, I mean, I've had clients where they actually will chew through what's called sheathing, which is the wood that supports your roofing, and they can create unbelievable leaks. And they can also actually, to be honest, burn your house down, because they can actually chew through wires, create a short circuit, and burn your house down. So you do have to be pretty aggressive, which is why, you know, I've got the Gary Gilmore Memorial Executioner's Song Chamber up there for Rocket J. Squirrel to meet his maker.
Well, I'm quite sure now I'm never coming into one of your attics. I'm staying clear of that thing.
Duo Dickinson is an architect in Madison, Connecticut, and the contributing writer in home design for Money Magazine.